You are listening to 漫画先生。
Everybody, welcome back to the Manga State Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about another technicality or difficulty that I find people have when learning Japanese. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about kanji. Yes, today we're finally talking about kanji. And the reason we're talking about kanji today is I believe I've mentioned this in short before as I explained the vocabulary episode of this series is if you are a, how I've organized this podcast is the 30-day challenge is the base. And then the second level above that is each individual episode. So you can listen to this in order and sequentially learn Japanese in a more steady and focused manner. Notwithstanding your vocabulary words or the different things that can help the podcast become better, the comic on the website, the improving of the Patreon, whatever I'm going to do there, all these different things. You can kind of learn sequentially and learn the next step. And so it's not so super confusing. However, kanji, you know, how it stands is kanji can often be a wrench or a net loss if learned too early. Let me explain what I mean. In my native language, and many people who I speak whose their native language is English or Spanish or Portuguese or German, our sentence structure is very, very different from that of Japanese. How we write our language, unlike Mandarin, Cantonese, or even Korean, is not using syllabic blocks that predict, that use or depict a meaning. We have root verbs. We have different portions of language. However, kanji can often be a detriment if learned too early because they can confuse the learner how to actually articulate and can contribute to actually abominable fluency. What I mean by this is this. Let's take the word for coffee, or actually the word for child or children. The word for children is kodomo. The word for child is ko, right? The domo part seems to be a plural. However, we rarely use that domo to refer to plural. And referring to, you know, friends, tomodachi, or when we're using us, watashi tachi, it's not watashi domo, right? You can technically, let's not go there. That would be improper use of domo for the most part. So by learning the kanji, we can attribute how something is used to a place it may not be used. Also, I find that having a base in how to actually articulate the language is often more beneficial than actually trying to subsidize your learning at a equivalent rate to that of a native speaker. So for example, children will often learn kanji when they're in middle school. However, they already have a native level grasp on the language. So learning Japanese is actually supplemental. The kanji is supplemental as opposed to necessary. I find understanding the sentence and grammatical structure is often more beneficial than if you were to actually study the traditional characters of Japanese. Initially, what I find is useful is when I learn Japanese, when I've taught Japanese as a profession, is to get a foundation and then go back and add to your knowledge and make it deeper. Always review and increase your knowledge. I've spoken Japanese for a number of years and I still get things out of these basic level things. I still go back and I'm reminded of something, or I'm able to think of a pattern that I haven't used recently, or think of a way that I've heard something that I can, you know, add to my vernacular. All of these different things help improve your language quality, but it may be early when you don't have the capacity. So how would I actually recommend learning kanji? I actually have a methodology to learning kanji. Kanji stories, as well as certain ways to format kanji charts, which I sell on my website. I currently try to hold back on that because I believe it's a little early. However, if you would like to learn kanji, I would wholeheartedly recommend holding off until you can have a good baseline. Now, there are some people that love learning the characters as it does. It's interesting and it can often make learning more exciting. However, I think that's a easy way to get distracted. Now, if you are one of those few people who iconography is a fantastic way for you to learn syntax, go for it. But I find and have found over and over again that's often not the case. Interest does not directly correlate to improvement towards fluency. So keep that in mind. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast again today. And if you have any questions, make sure to hit me up on Insta or on the internets. I'm usually around somewhere. And make sure to make some mistakes. Go and learn kanji if you want. That's up to you. Thank you so much.